Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Flagstead moves to third. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. Reagan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Tate steals second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely strikes out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Flagstead moves to third. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flagstead tags and scores. Reagan tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rothrock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Morris moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaya Holder hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to third. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 2 in the game. Schulte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Manish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rothrock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flagstead hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Betancourt moves to third. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reagan is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 3 in the game. Heving hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Brannon hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morris strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rothrock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brannon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 4 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.